I've got evangelist Rob Wood with me in the studio today, and I just want to say this is the day that the Lord has made. And I'm learning, like I'm teaching you, we've got to learn to rejoice in the good times and the bad times. We've got to learn that we have a God that the Bible says that He wants to do for us exceedingly abundantly more than we could even ask. You know, today I want to talk about a topic that really Rob brought up today, and we've been going over it. And I don't know if you've been hearing it like I've been hearing it, but they talk about the next generation. And I see people that have been in this a long time, and all of a sudden they're talking about the younger generation. They're not talking about the generation that's been in the body of Christ for 20, 25 years. And I started to scratch my head, and I brought it up to Rob, and we've been talking. And I tell you today, there's still time for you to make your mark. I'm going to encourage you, Rob's going to encourage you today, that you can do all that God's called you to do. There's no time for retirement. It's time now to get fired up in the spirit and take this island like never before.
Yeah, today, audience, we want to honor the fathers and the mothers that have served literally for decades in the earth today and on Long Island. And Timothy said, you have many teachers, but not many fathers. So we want to honor the fathers and the mothers. We want to honor the elder generation that's been plowing, the forerunners, the John the Baptist. And, you know, Vic, I love the new generation coming up, and we certainly don't want to discredit them and discount them. But, you know, for us to think that the younger generation is going to replace the older generation, that would really be a shame, because I don't see that in Scripture. I don't see that Bible. Really, what we want to see is the younger generation coming alongside the older generation, working as a team. And, you know, Vic, I'm 43 years old. I'm going to be 44 soon. I try and stay shape, so hopefully I look a little younger. But I'm sort of caught in the middle now. You know, I'm not young, and I'm not really what you would call older in retirement age. So, you know, I'm thinking both ways. And the enemy tries to instill and call and cause what's a generation gap, where he puts a wedge between the generation. And of course, in Malachi, in the fourth chapter, in the fifth verse, it says, you know, God will restore the generations of the sons and the fathers so they can work together as a team.
So I believe now that the younger generation has to start to understand who the fathers are, and they have to start to submit their will to the fathers. I'm talking about fathers that they can trust. I've seen some fathers along the years through the body of Christ, and they manipulated people to do. Now, I tell you, I've been in the upper room, and I have not seen that there, but I tell you that I've been through some stories, and where I seen people were looking a little deeper than they need to. But we need the true fathers of God and mothers of God to rise up now and teach this next generation how to hit some grand slams.
Yeah, you know, what we find, Vic, in 2 Kings chapter 20 is Hezekiah, it really doesn't look good for this man. You know, Isaiah calls him in and says, you know, pack your bags, buddy. You're leaving this planet. You're going into eternity. And Hezekiah, I can hear it in the spirit, Vic. You know, there'd probably be a song like Frank Sinatra would sing called Regrets. I have a few. So Hezekiah pleads with God. He says, God, you remember me. And he weeps bitterly. And then Isaiah, he doesn't even leave the room. And he says, you're going to live. God's going to spare you. And it says in verse 6, and I will add to your days 15 years. So I believe God is adding onto the life of some of the senior saints, you know. And, you know, history tells us, Vic, the world tells us, once you turn 70 or 75 or 80, it's time to retire and get a bed and lay in it. But, you know, we're going to call this show, Don't Retire, But Get Refired. And the Holy Spirit is breathing on some of these senior saints, because the gray hair in the Bible speaks of wisdom. Now, some people may dye their hair if it's gray, so it's not gray, but if you're getting older in years, you can institute the wisdom and help facilitate the revival, because when the revival comes, the enemy's plan is always to abort it. He does not want sustained revival, because if revival sustained, it will not bear some fruit, but it'll bear much fruit.
And that is so true. And I want to tell you something, that I think this message is so prophetic that I believe today you didn't turn in here by accident. I believe God wanted you to hear this message. I believe God wants to reinstate you in the army that Joel speaks about. You see, we get bulldozed by society talking about retirement and talking about this. But I heard a preacher recently say, he read a book about the new 60-year-olds. He said, that's like being 50. And the new 50 is like being 40. I tell you something, I believe it. I believe the wisdom that God has deposited in me is one degree. But as you go back the next generation, it seems like my son got the double portion. And if you study the generations, you'll start to see that God is into increase. I believe this is the hour that he's calling you to come back to the front line.
Yeah, that should really always be the heart of the father, brethren, where our ceiling can be the floor of the next generation, and we can catapult them into the new thing God is doing. And, you know, Vic, let's just back up a little bit. We're honoring the senior generation at this show. We're honoring the fathers and the mothers. And we just had a great father go home to be with Jesus' brother, Oral Roberts. I mean, what a run. And I feel Oral Roberts was like Caleb. And in the book of Joshua, in the 14th chapter, the 11th verse, listen to this guy, Caleb, people. First of all, Caleb, his name means mad dog. And he's one of the guys, him and Joshua, that when they spy the land out, they says, we are well able to take the land. Let us go up at once and possess the very inheritance that God has for us. Come on, people. Come on, some of you older senior saints. You have not yet possessed the very destiny or the inheritance or the mountain God has for you. Now, let me read this for you in verse 11. It's Caleb says, here I am this day, 85 years young. Well, the Bible says 85 years old, but I'll say 85 years young. It says, as yet I am as strong this day as I was on the day that Moses sent me. Key, Moses sent Joshua and Caleb. So now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Now listen to this, verse 12. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day.
So I'm telling you, people, God is waiting for us to take some mountains. Let me tell you what he means by mountains in the scripture. He means the mountains of education. He means the mountains of the arts. He means the mountains of business. Come on, people. You've got to get back in the ring. I could hear it in my spirit. There are pastors that are thinking about retiring. They want to hand the keys over to the next generation. I tell you, you don't want to go out there and get into heaven. I didn't say you weren't going to make heaven, but you're going to do the shoulda, couldas, and wouldas. I should have stayed in the ring. Look at this man, Caleb, 85 years old, and the man's ready to run. And let's look at Elijah. Elijah says, Elisha, you meet me when I leave this planet. And when you see me leave, I'll give you the double portion, but you got to be with me. When that man left the planet, do you think he was a young man? He knew when he was going to go. He knew when that chariot was going. But when he went to meet that chariot, the Bible says he split the sea in half that he could walk to the other side. This was a man in his older age that still possessed the Zoe life of God.
Yeah, Vic, one of the mountains that the body of Christ has really got to inherit or take by force in this hour is the mountain of media. And really, in this region, locally on Long Island, we'll make it personal for you people, the media mantle of Christ is really not as strong as it is in certain regions. And, you know, you could drive through some different states, naming Texas and Florida, and literally get 5 to 6 to 7 different Christian radio stations. And, you know, Vic Carileo's ministry is really attempting and is going to obtain the media mountain. And if you want a partner with Vic Carileo, you can go on his email, which is victorsinfo@aol.com, or his website, victorsinfo.com, and you'll find out that there's other venues that he's involved with. We want to really tap into 2010, Vic, into the secular media, and we want to capitalize and reach people that are not necessarily walking into church on Sunday morning. So why don't you pray carefully about partnering with this man of God and this ministry, and we're obviously sure God will bless you back. But, you know, Vic, it's not really how you start, but it's how you finish. And let's look in 1 Samuel at a man named Eli, and we're going to take it in the 3rd chapter, the 2nd verse. It says, "And it came to pass at that time, Eli was lying down in his place." Now, the Bible mentions he's lying down for a reason. He is not alert. He's becoming spiritually lazy. And when his eyes had begun to grow so dim, he could not see. See, Eli was a prophet, people, and he was a seer. And the Bible mentions his eyesight is beginning to grow dim, and he can't see because prophetically, he is not at the place he's supposed to be spiritually. And we're going to take this in chapter 4, verse 15. Eli's 98 years old. It says his eyes were so dim that he could not see. And it says his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, they're dead. The ark's been captured. You know, before this, Eli really should have got a handle on his two sons, because the Bible clearly says God was not happy at all. He was lying at the gate with the women, and they were married, by the way. So they really weren't at the place, and he's losing control of his own children. It says, "Then it happened, when he made mention of the ark of God, Eli falls backward off his seat by the side of the gate, and his neck was broken, and he's died." It says the man was old and heavy. So, you know, spiritually, he did not finish the race as it would be like Apostle Paul. Paul says, "I have finished a race. I have fought the good fight." So, Vic, I'll just turn this over to you, and let's do part two of this where we're honoring the senior generation and the fathers. And I'll let you close off, Vic.
And, you know, it's interesting, Rob, that you bring this up, because this morning I heard in the spirit slothfulness, and I started to say, "Lord, I know the word," and I started to research it, and I believe that the church can become very slothful. I believe that that's the enemy of God when we start to get lazy. Now, don't misunderstand me. I preach a grace message and I preach the love of God. But I tell you, God has poured some new wine into you people, especially some of you seniors. He's poured it in for the last 20 years, and now you're at the time where now you have to vindicate the power, the anointing of God. But now you start to say, "It's time for my retirement plan." But my God, people, if I can grab you by the bootstraps and say, "It's time for you to come out of the slothfulness," and God's going to give you the energy like he gave it to Moses, who lived to 120 years.